Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And when you start your day this way every day, it will make a difference in your life. We've heard from so many, many listeners that have said their lives have changed just by listening to the show. And a lot of them go back in and listen to the archives. We get a lot of people downloading our archived shows. They are free for you, which helps when they want to listen again and get more details on a show that they may not have gotten all the details on. So all of that's on our website at conscioustalk.net.
Well, and here's something else that might change your life. Our good friend Guy Finley has a new book out. Well, it's not quite out. It's coming out in mid-October. It's called Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together. But here's the thing. If you go to relationshipmagicbook.com, he has put out a free audio of the book, which he just did about a week ago or so. So that's available. If you order the actual book, you'll get that for free. Plus, you'll get a 60-minute seminar on an MP3, it's 7 Ways to a Higher, Happier Life with the One You Love. And then also access to 2 online stream Relationship Magic events. Now, he's going to be coming to our area in January. Mm-hmm. We'll be hosting him at East West Books. Mm-hmm. You'll hear all about that. But this is a great opportunity. This is my favorite book of his. This is amazing. He did a great job and really cuts to it about relationships.
Very good. And we love Guy, and that's why we have him on the show all the time. And just want to quickly remind you about the September Vitamin Life Free Talks. The one that's coming up is Saturday, September 22nd, noon to 1:30, and it's Brain Health and How Your Brain Works. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so we are so consumed with what our children are doing and what they will do that we have forgotten to teach them how to be human beings. Well, we'll talk to Nick Ortner about his new children's book, My Magic Breath. Then, speaking of being human, Krista Gibson returns to help us with the idea of seeing life as an adventure rather than a to-do list. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, as Benny said, you know, we have often said over the years that we wish certain things were taught to our kids and in our schools. And in this case, hey, we're starting with something at the preschool level even. Mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful little book called My Magic Breath, Finding Calm Through Mindful Breathing. Yes, it is a children's book by Nick Ortner. Now, Nick, you know, is dedicated to sharing the power of breath to transform kids and adults alike. And why do I say that? Well, you remember who Nick is. He is the best-selling author of The Tapping Solution, the tapping solution for pain relief and the tapping solution for manifesting your greatest self. And, you know, Nick has obviously been dedicated to healing and mindfulness and all of that for a very long time. We love he's bringing it to children. Nick, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And, you know, when you were talking in the beginning of the show about how important it is to get this information in your mind and listen to the archive episodes of the show, you know, mm-hmm. I was reflecting on the fact that I feel that my life transformation, the good things in my life, so many of them are from just that simple act of putting the right information in your brain. It's so easy mm-hmm. to take it for granted. It's so easy to just look at the news and politics, especially in this busy time. But boy, oh boy, if you're listening to Conscious Talk Radio, just that by itself is mm-hmm. going to change your life. So I'm delighted to be part of that experience.
Well, thank you, Nick. Really appreciate it. And I want to let our listeners know this is a beautifully illustrated book. The pictures are wonderful, but you also had a partner in it, and that is Allison Taylor. And I just wanted people to know it's written by Nick Ortner and Allison Taylor. So, Nick, how does mindful breathing work, and why teach it to children?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, there's many spectrums of breathing and mindfulness and meditation, and I think a lot of times people get intimidated by the ideas of meditation or mindfulness, especially when we think of it as something that is difficult to do, something that's going to take a lot of time, something we're going to set aside a lot of time for. And what I wanted to do in this book, and the message, which, as you mentioned, the book is for kids, but boy, the amount of parents that have told me that they read the books at night and they find calm in it, that they're finding that pause. It's really just about one breath. It all starts with one breath, the conscious choice to say, you know what, I'm just going to slow down a little bit. And what I do in the book, and, you know, finding calm through mindful breathing, is bring up some simple inhale and exhale, letting go of the day, thinking about the day, opening up the door to what's possible, opening up the door to what it means to let go and to reflect on a day and say, you know, there's some things that happened today. And with this breath, with just bringing, and I use the word consciousness again because that's the big part of it, right? That we're just bringing a little conscious attention and saying, we're going to slow down, we're going to reflect, we're going to take this breath, and that's going to change our lives and our state.
Yeah, we are always talking about how people aren't in their bodies, and the best way to bring them back into the present moment and be conscious of just who they are is breathing. I mean, it's as simple as that.
I wanted to share with you, Nick, I was stuck in traffic yesterday in a huge amount of traffic. Something that would normally take me maybe 15, 20 minutes to drive took me an hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I thought of your book. As I was driving along, I was getting frustrated, a little bit peeved that I'm sitting in this traffic and wasting my day sitting in traffic. And then I thought, you know, I thought about the show, and I thought, we have Nick Ortner on tomorrow, My Magic Breath. And I thought, you know what, that's what I need to do here. I need to be mindful to take a breath throughout this so that it calms me down and let my mind go that wanted to spin stories about being stuck in traffic and I had so many other things I could be doing. And it works. That's the point. Something that simple, it worked for me, and it works, and it immediately relaxed me. And then I just went with what the traffic was doing, and that was the end of it. So I wanted you to hear that, because
to spin that story, because that's what we do, right? We
tell
these stories. We have these beliefs about, right? We have these beliefs about traffic being a horrible experience and how miserable it is, because we all complain about it, and we all do this, and we all do that. And, oh my gosh, it was the worst, and it was unexpected, and this, that, and the other. Whereas, you know, you could argue that we could tell stories about, oh, isn't it great being stuck in traffic, because you get to take some breath, you get to relax, nobody bothers you, you're by yourself, you know? So these are the stories that we tell ourselves about our lives. We buy into the cultural stories. We buy into what we think needs to be stressful and challenging. And we can tell a new story, which is what you did yesterday.
Yeah. Well, so, Nick, look, here's, I can hear people thinking out there. They're going, yeah. But, you know, the kids as young as four, you know, really get stressed. I mean, I don't remember being stressed when I was 4 years old, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Or do they have anxieties at that age?
Well, I love that you're bringing that up. And it's pretty timely for me because my daughter just started school right down the street. She started last week. And my wife was taking her this morning. And this is, I'm quoting her this morning. I'm not making this up. This is what she says. I'm actually going to, this is what she says on her way to school. She says, "Mommy, I'm a little scared, but I'm going to be brave." Right?
Aww.
On her way to school. So we laugh because we go, "Wow, she's 4 years old. Go to school." I mean, we wish we could go to school, right?
Yeah. Like,
what is the first thing she has to do? Play on the playground for half an hour? You know, like how is this stressful? And this is such a good question. We do it as adults. We look at our kids and we say, "What is there to be scared of? You don't have to pay any bills. You get fed all the time, right?" Mm-hmm. But we lose track of, hey, being on a playground when you're 4 years old and you don't know anybody is scary. Mm-hmm. It can cause anxiety. Mm-hmm. Having someone say something mean to you is overwhelming. It can cause anxiety. It can cause all these things. So, yeah, our kids are scared. They are anxious. They're navigating parts of life that, you know, certainly not the responsibilities that adults are aware of, but the emotional burdens on them are unique, and they're important. They're important to acknowledge. Now, that's always been the case, and now you pile on to it, you know, distracted parents, distracted teachers, you know, just so much more coming at everybody. And then it does get to the point where, you know, the statistics on kids with anxiety and depression and all these things are absolutely through the roof.
Yes, and don't you think, too, Nick, that children are sometimes, there might be even one child that's more empathic than the other, if that's the case, and they take on the stress of their parents as well?
I agree 100%. And again, it's not an obvious thing. Parents also, even parents who are conscious of that fact, now there's parents who aren't conscious and they're yelling and screaming and upset, and their kids absolutely take that on. But even for the parents that are conscious, and I know there's parents that go, "Well, I'm super stressed, but I don't show it around my kids." And you know what? That is total BS, because the kids know. They sense every subtlety. You cannot hide the stress with them. Just because you put a smile on your face, it doesn't mean they don't feel the stress that you're carrying them.
Absolutely. Our energy precedes us, whether we try to hide how we're looking or what our energy precedes
us. Yeah, it certainly does. I think, you know, we may want to do a little book about horses as kids, because we've recently been having a lot of experiences with horses. And if you think that you're totally calm, you know, get next to a very empathic animal, which horses are, and you will learn how you carry your stress, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They'll really let you know.
They reflect.
Children, you have to look at them that way, because they are sponges.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are aware emotionally of so much that, of course, we just, you know, write off, like you said. They don't have to pay the bills, and they don't have to get here and there on time, but there you go. Well, folks, we're here with Nick Ortner. He is the co-author with Allison Taylor of My Magic Breath. It's Finding Calm Through Mindful Breathing. It is a children's book with incredible illustrations by Michelle Polizzi.
And we'll be right back.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're talking about kids today, and in specifically a wonderful new book for children, and really for children and adults. This is something that you want to do together, obviously. It's called My Magic Breath. It's Finding Calm Through Mindful Breathing, and it's by Nick Ortner and Allison Taylor, and we're talking with Nick because, you know, Nick, this is so important. You know, we don't normally, this is pretty much an adult show. You know, we're talking about consciousness and those kind of leading edge things. There can't be anything more conscious than, you know, bringing up a child, hopefully. You know, this is something that we want to pay attention to. And, we've always felt it was important to do as many things together, you know, adults and children of all ages, and, you know, have that kind of village thing. But how do you want people to use this book with their child?
So it's been used sort of two main ways. The first one is just right before bed at night. It's a great time. You know, usually that's when people are reading stories and going through different books. And one of the things that the book does really nicely on its own, it's as opposed to just being a read and listen to the story. It's an interactive book, so it's actually bringing the kids into using their magic breath, so blowing on the page. There's like a very physical, interactive component of it. And what I'm finding is that parents, because of the way the book is structured, they'll do the breathing, and then they'll also find that their kids are sharing different experiences from the day and actually talking about their day. Mm-hmm. Now, any parent out there knows that if you ask your child, basically at any age, how was school, the answer is good, right?
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
How was school? And what did you do? Nothing, you know?
Yes.
Like, right. You're right. Yeah.
Things,
where
right?
you been? Out.
Out. Exactly. These are one-word answers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what the book tries to do is to sort of be a little, almost like a coach and a counselor, give some space for the kids to do the breathing and to get prompted about what happened during the day that was good and bad without the parent going right at it. And then kids are reading the story, they're doing the breathing, they're relaxing, and then they're naturally talking about it. They're naturally bringing it up themselves. So beyond, you know, the mindful breathing, beyond learning about the breath and its power, the book serves as a way to facilitate that communication between mm-hmm. parents and kids from, mm-hmm. you know, as young as preschoolers to, you know, I'm hearing about 10, 11, 12-year-olds reading it because they think it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the responses you're getting, Nick, is it working for parents and children, especially the younger children? Is it really working for them? They feel like their child is calming down?
They do. They feel like their child's calming down. They feel like they're sleeping better, mm-hmm. opening up a dialogue. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also hearing from teachers using it in schools, especially mm-hmm. to start the day, you know, like
yeah.
let's
yes.
take a couple mindful breaths. Let's let go of whatever happened at home and, you know, the anxiety of the travel and getting to school and the day starting and waking up and just find mm-hmm. a little balance. So there's a lot of mm-hmm. teachers that are using it, you know, with the whole class to start their day.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, you know, this makes a lot of sense that you put this book out and you take this approach. And I know that you have young children yourself. So, you know, that makes it always a little more exciting. But this fits in with your background, Nick, with tapping. Now, I think a lot of our listeners know about tapping, but maybe you'll explain to those that are new what tapping is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Tapping or EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. My company's name is The Tapping Solution, and you mentioned at the start several books related to tapping. It's a technique that's a combination of ancient Chinese acupressure, and that's the physical tapping component because we're tapping on these endpoints of meridians of our body, and modern psychology because we're thinking and talking about our stress, our anxiety, whatever is bothering us. And what the latest research is showing is that when we tap on these endpoints of meridians while focusing on the stress, the anxiety, the anger, we actually send a calming signal to the amygdala in the brain. A lot of your listeners will know that the amygdala is that fight or flight response center. So when we're stressed about something, when we're anxious, when we're scared, when we're overwhelmed, that amygdala is firing, and the tapping helps to counteract that signal. It's a technique that I discovered for myself personally about 15 years ago. I thought it was as weird as then as I still think today, because it's like, wait, what? We're mm-hmm. tapping? But once you have an experience, it works. There's no two ways around it. And mm-hmm. fortunately, in the last couple of years, the research is coming in to show that it works, to show that it's actually lowering cortisol levels in the body in dramatic ways, to show that it's affecting our genetic expression, turning on healing genes, turning off mm-hmm. inflammatory genes. And, if you're brand new to it, it's absolutely something to check out because it can help your life in dramatic, dramatic ways.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you think people should, I would suggest they get the book, The Tapping Solution, mm-hmm. to start there. And it really isn't difficult to do. That's
no,
what's so
it's easy
it,
to
yeah,
learn.
Yeah, that's it's, what's
it's
great.
It's easy to do. I think The Tapping Solution is a great place to start. And in about a month, haven't announced this publicly on radio shows yet, but in about a month, we're going to have our first app out. So
Great. There's
going to be an app for iPhone first and then Android that actually takes you through the whole process. It's free to download. There'll be 10 to 15 free meditations in there to use and then a whole library of other ones. So,
wow. Oh, yeah.
That's
You'll
great.
Have to let us know when that's available
yeah, so we can let our audience know.
Get it out there and, you know, get more people tapping. And I guess the best way for people to, you know, check in. I'm sure you'll announce it on your website. Is that tappingsolution.com?
Yeah, thetappingsolution.com.
So thetappingsolution.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. So, Nick, what about getting the mindful breathing into schools? We know that Allison Taylor is an elementary school teacher. Is she able to teach that to the children, and is that being allowed?
Schools are opening up in so many ways. Our Tapping Solution Foundation, one of its efforts is in bringing tapping and mindfulness and breathing into schools. To give you an idea of the excitement and acceptance around it, we shared a video just under a year ago now about tapping in schools and this kind of work. And we shared it on Facebook, just put it out there. Next thing we knew, 48 million views on the video.
Wow.
You know, a million shares of it. So people are so excited about this concept.
Mm-hmm.
And schools are opening up to it. Everything takes longer than you want it to when it comes to institutions and organizations. But I think they're becoming aware of, you know, we've been teaching math and science for so long, and which is great. We need to keep teaching math and science.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been teaching social-emotional learning. We haven't been teaching kids how to manage their emotions, how to deal with life. I mean, you know, I'm always shocked that my greatest learning has been through things like listening to Conscious Talk Radio and other books. And, you know, none of these concepts were discussed in any level of school. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
No.
But hopefully it's starting to change where we can talk to kids. Hey, this is how you navigate life. It's more than just, you know, learning arithmetic. There's some other challenges in life that we need to figure out, and we're going to address in school.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And with the advent of a lot of things that we weren't, they'd been around, but we weren't conscious of them. And for all sorts of reasons, there's more ADHD, you know, this kind of thing happening. Teaching kids to breathe is so important.
Yes.
And, you know, releasing from their bodies all of those things that they don't need to hold on,
right.
Those anxieties. And you know, it's so funny, as simple as it is, people, you know, they just don't know, Nick. They don't know how a simple technique can really help them.
And one of the questions that we often get, Nick, is, you know, what makes it work? I do this and I do that, but it's not really working. And one of the things that we find out is a lack of consistency.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's like not doing it every day, not disciplining, if that, I don't really like that word, but if not committing to doing one simple thing every day. And when we do, it makes a world of difference. Like I said in the beginning, listening to a show like this, mindful breathing. And I wanted to add one little thing, one little caveat to this, Nick, that we learned. And it was also breathing into the heart center.
Absolutely.
And when we do that, and I do that every single day, it's part of my meditation practice before I go into meditation, is to do this breathing into the heart with gratitude. And it just shifts everything in your life. It really almost adds a shade of color to your life that you wouldn't think it would be there before, when that heart chakra really begins to open and deepen. And kids could learn that as well with the breathing.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those that might be a little more skeptical about this stuff, with that heart breathing, you know, we use words like chakras. Here's the thing. The science and research is coming in and showing that your body chemistry is changing when you do that. That your body is healing itself. That gratitude is as good as, you know, a majority of drugs for moving the body.
Amen to that.
Yeah, we got you. Well, the book is My Magic Breath, Finding Calm Through Mindful Breathing, a wonderful practice that you can do with your kids. And to find out more about Nick and his work, you can go to thetappingsolution.com. And, Nick, we really look forward to that app.
Yes, and
Let me know when it's out.
Great. Right. Thank you so much for the beautiful little book and for being a guest with us here today. Really appreciate it. And folks, we'll be right back.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Sometimes we really wish you could dip in and hear some of the banter and the babble that we do between between the guests, because we have great conversations with the guests and we do some silly things ourselves. But we have one of our favorite people here today that we do once a month with, and that is Miss Krista Gibson.
Well, if you don't know who Krista is, we're not sure where you've been. Because she
under
is
a rock.
Under a rock someplace, because she is a mainstay of this community here in the Northwest, and I would say, spread out around the world now. Mm-hmm. She's the publisher of New Spirit Journal. She's an incredible teacher, and we talk to her once a month and tap into some wisdom. And today, We're going to talk about life as an adventure rather than as a to-do list.
Krista, welcome.
Thank you. It's always so good to be here. And yes, we do have fun banter off air, don't we?
Oh, we do. We just have fun. Every time you're on, we're laughing, and it's just, it's wonderful to tap into that energy.
Yeah, but it's interesting how, you know, how synchronous things are, because the subject matters that you come up with, it's always something that's going on in our lives and in the lives of every, you know, things that we really want to think about, because this is life.
Right. You know, and when I was in my 20s, I read a quote from Helen Keller, and I wrote it down at that time because it just struck me so powerfully, and it's been with me all these years. I still refer to it for myself, and that was the quote. I'm sure many people have seen it. Life is an adventure or nothing at all. And I remember when I first read that, it was like, you know, I was going to work every day, and life is ho-hum, and oh, I have to do this, and I have to do that. And I read that, and it was like, no, wait, life is not what I have to do today. You know, yes, it is about that, but life is an adventure. And how can I approach my life more as an adventure? Because, you know, we're all big on, well, most of us are big on planning and sitting down, well, I've got to do this, and I've got this goal and that goal, and I've got all these things, and I'm really organized. But we forget it's not just about your organization and your planning. Every day is an adventure into the unknown, because the truth is you never know what's going to happen that day. I mean, think back even to yesterday, even whatever plans you had, didn't something happen that you didn't know about? Whether it was a phone call, an email, an article, Lord knows the news today. Everything is an adventure with the news. You know, you never, you know, I always say, what are they up to today? What's going to come out in the news today?
You know? What calamity are they causing in this moment?
Well, or just the weather, you know.
But it really is, Kristen. I think it's such an important subject that we, you know, we were just on air with Nick Ortner, and I was telling him about being stuck in traffic, and my mind was immediately going into my stories about being stuck in traffic, and about I have a busy day, and about all the things that need to get done, and here I am sitting in traffic. And this is where we go. We go to these stories. And, you know, instead of making up these really glorious, adventurous stories, we go just the opposite, don't we?
Right.
We go to the worst case scenario.
We are the embodiment of argument for our limitations.
And there you go. And as soon as we latch on to that story, we've got the belief around that story, and we really stick ourselves in the mud.
Yeah, you know, don't you find, I mean, you know, you can have the best planned day in the world, and then something unexpected happens. Whether it's a traffic accident or whatever it is. And it's like, or ill health. You can suddenly find out, oh, my God, you know, I have a health issue I didn't even know I had. And so you can look at, you know, and I look at, well, your first choice is what? Be upset, be angry, grit your teeth, tighten your fist, you know, plow through the rest of the day, be bitter, be resentful, you know, all of those things, all of those stories, which is what you're talking about. You can respond that way, absolutely. And, you know, many of us have and do. But another option would be to just stop and say, what if I'm not going to be bothered by these changes in my plan? What if I'm going to say, if I can't follow my plan, what sort of an adventure can I look at this as being? You know, this is really, I can acknowledge that I'm upset. I can express that I'm upset. I don't like what's happening. And then open ourselves to receive whatever that adventure is going to be. Because these unexpected things are what can lead us into ourselves more deeply, into the world around us more deeply. And I don't know about you, but I have found that frequently these unplanned events are doorways. They're doorways into new ways of living, new ways of looking at life. And I know it can be as simple as, okay, you're stuck in traffic. But even that, you can say, okay, what does this moment bring me? You can even
hold that thought, because in this moment, we're going to jump off unexpectedly to a break, and we'll be back with Krista Gibson.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, so glad to have you on board. And you know, we're all in this boat, so to speak, together. And we're learning right along with you. And we have been loving this adventure because we never really know where it's going to go. Things happen. This is live radio. And, you know, we're talking with Krista Gibson, who you know as the publisher of New Spirit Journal, and hopefully you've been involved in some of her classes because she's been teaching things to all of us for many years here, and we'll find out what else she's up to. But we've been talking to her about life is an adventure, not a to-do list.
Mm-hmm. And this is a big, important point, Krista, because I will tell you that when you talk to most people and ask them how they're doing, they will give you oftentimes a list of their to-dos. Or I've been doing this, and I had to do this, and I've got to do it. And it really can run over us because then our mind wraps a story around that, and then we put our belief in that, and guess what? We keep repeating and creating that scenario.
Right, right. Yeah, I like, instead of a to-do list, have a to-be list. You know,
yes.
Who am I being? Who am I or a becoming list? You know, who am I becoming, you know? But who am I in this moment? This is my to-be list today. You know, who am I going to be? But, you know, I love that there's an analogy I use with people about this whole thing about living your life as an adventure, because sometimes people roll their eyes at me. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, right. You know, you haven't lived my life. my life is so boring. You know, and I like to look at it like hiking through the wilderness. You know, like, okay, this is a great analogy about living in a state of openness. You know, let's take a look. Somebody's going to be a hiker, and they're going to go on this trip to the wilderness. What do they do? Well, first of all, they prepare for the trip. You know, they dress properly, take food, water, whatever they might need, hopefully. They get familiar with the area, either go online or with a map, but they kind of know where they're going and what they might run into. Mm-hmm. And so they take off, and they make sure they're in good physical condition and all of that. So they're hiking, and after a few hours, they come across a completely unexpected deep ravine that wasn't on any map. But in order to continue, they've got to go across the ravine. So this is the unknown in your life that comes up. You're going along, tra-la, tra-la. Oh, there's a ravine. Now what do I do? Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing you can do is just say, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm just not going to continue. I'm going to go home. Well, you know, most hikers aren't going to do that. So they start looking and go, okay, how can I get across the ravine? Do I go along the perimeter, you know, hoping to find a crossing point? You know, do I side the pipe down and then back up? Do they get frustrated? Do they get angry at the ravine, you know? Or do they say, okay, this is an unknown factor, so I'm going to get all bitter and upset? Of course they don't. This hike in the wilderness is an adventure to them. And it's like, wow, I didn't know this was here. You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to approach this? And why wasn't it on the gosh darn map? So we have the same choice in our life. We're going along. Something happens. And it can be simple, like getting stuck in a traffic jam, like what we were talking about. But it could be huge. Getting laid off your job when you didn't know it was going to happen. Your spouse comes home and says, I hate you. I want a divorce. You know, whatever it can be, you know, your dog runs away and says, I don't want to live here with you anymore. There are all of these adventures, and we have the choice. Am I going to look at this as, wow, now what do I do? Yes, it upsets me. I'm sad. I'm upset. I'm angry. Whatever. You know, express the feeling and then say, but wait a minute. This is an adventure into the unknown. I don't know where this is going to lead me. How am I going to navigate this? Sit down for a minute. Look at it. Look at your map and go, gosh, this wasn't on the map. This wasn't on my to-do list. What am I going to do about it? Who can I talk to? Do I need help? You know, look at the whole thing, but look at it as an adventure rather than as just another frustration in your day.
And, you know, they could also, Krista, because I love all those ideas and the asking yourself those questions, they could also ask themselves, I have this toolbox now available. I have all these tools I've been learning. What tools can I use to move through this adventure or this challenge, whatever it is? What tools can I, you know, can I apply here?
Exactly.
And maybe even create more on your own. But it's really that sense of asking the questions and trusting that the answers are there. And I think that's where the rub comes in, Krista.
Yeah.
We don't want to ask the questions, or we don't think about asking the questions, or we don't maybe ask the highest and best questions. And then we, because the mind immediately goes to, oh my God, what am I going to do? And when that fear sets in and that anxiety, if you don't breathe through it and get your mind back to where it's open there and there's clarity, then you're going to get stuck.
Right. And if we can look at every day as an adventure, as a mystery, as an opportunity to learn and experience something new and different, it totally changes the texture of your day. And, you know, people love the idea of a mystery school. You know, oh, I'm going to a mystery school. Well, you know what? Your life is a mystery school.
Yeah, you're in one.
Yeah, and it's like approach your daily life as a mystery. I don't know what's going to happen today. Approach it with a sense of sacredness and that, that gusto for learning and living. And if you approach things that way, it totally changes the whole tone of your day, all your interactions, and you invite more wonderful events into your life. And on my business card, I have printed, my life is an adventure filled with happy surprises. And that's how I encourage people to look at their life. Your life is an adventure, but one filled with happy surprises. Don't just look for the tragedies. Good things are going to happen. You know, that's the day you meet your new spouse or you find out about your new job. It could be today.
Well,
you
we get
know.
To change the picture by what energy we put out there, by what, just what you said. If you're looking for those precious moments in your life, guess what? They're going to show up. Energy, your energy precedes you, and you attract to you through your energy and your emotional state what experiences you're going to have.
Right.
And yes, so when you have that attitude, you're going to draw in a lot more incredible adventures than you are if you have that, oh, my God, attitude.
Right. Or if you go, oh, gosh, not another day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be the day when you wish you had another day. So make it today, you know, instead of, oh, I got to go do that again. You know, got to clean house, got to whatever. You know, hey, I get to do this. This is my life. I get to do it. And how can I bring that energy of wonderment to what I'm doing, no matter how mundane it is, you can still bring that sense of wonder to what you're doing and make it an adventure.
And you have to stay with curiosity, right? You have to be willing to be curious.
And don't be a know-it-all, you know? and don't be so, you know, we spiritual types in the progressive community, we tend to want to create everything. You know, I've got all my goals and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And that's great. But what about saying, yes, okay, yeah, I'm going to do all that. And now I am open to what I don't know I'm going to do. Let go of some control. Let the universe surprise you. Let the universe, you know, have curiosity about what could happen today. I have no idea what's going to happen today. None whatsoever.
That's one of the, you know, one of the precepts of 12-step programs is that, you know, control is an illusion. You know, so get with that and enjoy the ride. Because that's, you start to realize how fast it goes.
Really, in these times, Krista, don't you feel flexibility, acceptance and flexibility are two very important principles to live in your life right now?
Isn't that true? I mean, we are basically, when you look at what's going on in the world today, you feel so out of control. And I know that scares a lot of people. And I say, do whatever you can do. Do the things that you need to do to have the impact you want to have. But beyond that, you've got to let it go. This train is going down the track. And Divine Mother is guiding it. And I question her decisions at times. But you know what? You know, she's done a lot more creating in the big picture than I have.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
She has.
Right. Well, I just...
let go at some point.
Yes, you do. Well, I just want to remind people that, you know, you constantly have material out there, various classes and things, and you do have an online video class called The Magic of Crystals. So how do they get there?
Well, if they go to my website, KristaGibson.com, there is a link where you can click on that and go see my, I have a class on crystals, and one on 40 tips for being a teacher, you know, a little things that people can do. And I'm currently working on another crystal class I'm going to put up and a class about how to live the major arcana of the tarot.
Wow.
And so those things will all, but the best thing also is go to newspiritjournal.com and get on that mailing list. You can get on both of my mailing lists. And the one at New Spirit Journal, I send out a Wednesday inspiration every Wednesday.
That's it. Great. Well, we got to jump off because Wednesday has passed.
Yeah, we got to jump off here, Krista. Thank you so much, as always. And folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day. See you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.